Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another broadcast here from WBOB. So happy to be with you again today, sharing God's Word. This is David Clark, and so welcome to everyone for the broadcast. I want to welcome all of our guys from Baker Correctional Institution, UCI, also Florida State Prison, everyone that listens to us live, everyone that listens Facebook Live, everyone that listens from the website around the world, wherever you are, we welcome you today. Happy Sunday morning, a little nasty outside, rainy outside, but it's still the Lord's Day. We're going to be glad in it, rejoice, be glad in it. So let's get into the Word today. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. I'm going to share something with you that's been on my heart for about 2 days now. I did not know first I was going to be here this morning, so I'm just trusting that the Lord has orchestrated everything like it is for me to be here, for you to hear this Word today. God knows what our heart's desire is. He knows what we need before we need it. So let's just take a few moments here, hear from God's Word, and I trust it's going to encourage you today. Revelation chapter 21, I'm going to read verses 7 and 8. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, or in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let's read verse 7 again. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. We're talking today about overcoming, and I was thinking yesterday about a title for this message. I was getting ready to preach somewhere else, and the Lord kind of dealt with me in this manner. We are in this walk. We are in this, Paul called it a race. Different people in the Bible have compared it to a race, that we're in this race to win. I'm in this thing to win today. I did not come to the Lord with intentions to fail. I did not come to the Lord with intentions to fall. But I came to the Lord, and I believe God's intentions are the same as mine. He wants us to make it today. God did not save us for us to be lost. He didn't save us for us to go to hell. God saved us with intentions to bring us to where he is. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. So God's intentions are for us to make it. And today I want us, before this broadcast is over, for our intentions to be to make it to the end of this race. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God. He shall be my son. We're talking about being an overcomer this morning. Being an overcomer. In it to win it. All right, let's look at the scripture here. I was looking at this word overcome, and Webster said it means to succeed in dealing with a problem or a difficulty. To succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty. Now, to deal with something does not necessarily mean that it removes that problem from your life. It simply means that you are taking care of or dealing with or facing that problem. A lot of the problem in the Christian church today, the reason why people fall out so much, is because we have a mentality that if we're fighting or if we're struggling or if we're facing temptation, then we're not doing something right. But the Bible never says that. The Bible says in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So today in our Christian walk, we are going to face opposition. We are going to face tribulation. We are going to face testing. We are going to face temptation from the devil. He is going to fight us because that's his job. His hour is limited. His time is short. He knows the hour is near when he'll be bound and he'll be cast into outer darkness. He knows that. And so he's doing everything he can to come against the Church of Jesus Christ. Today, it is not a coincidence that you are facing the heat of the battle harder than you've ever fought before. It is no coincidence that the church is being persecuted much more than she ever has. Now, in America, we have not begun to see the persecution nearly on a scale that they're seeing in other countries. But you watch the news and you listen to the reports of how things are lining up in our government and how things are being voted in. They're abominations to God, and how folks are being put in office that are going to oppose the Christian faith. And my friends, it is coming. The day is drawing near when the Church of Jesus Christ will see the persecution that we're seeing in other countries. It's a real threat to the faith. It's a real threat to the Word of God. But he said, in the world, you will have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Today, my friends, I want us to, when we wrap this broadcast up, I want everyone to have a determination in their heart that they're going to make it, that they're going to serve God. We're going to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. We're going to tie a knot in the rope, and we're going to hold on for dear life, because Jesus is coming. Friends, he's coming in an hour we think not. And listen, I'm not going to be surprised when the rapture takes place, because I'm looking for him. Unto those that love his appearing, that's who he's coming for. And so today I want to be ready. I want you to be ready. And some things I want to share with you today. To overcome, succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty, but another definition means to defeat. To defeat something or to overpower something. Now, to overcome is not necessarily the removal of temptation from your life. Whenever God works in the heart of a believer, he gives us the grace to deal and to go through things and to face things, but we may have to face them again at some point in time. We may have to go through that fight again at some point in time. It may not be that God is completely removing the enemy in that area of our life, but he's giving us grace. He's giving us power. He's giving us the ability to overcome in that area and to trample on the enemy, because the devil is, he's going to always look for a foothold. You get rid of him in one area, he's going to try to find another area. That's why it's so important that we live as close to God as we possibly can. As close to God as we can. Living a holy life is not the absence of temptation. The life of a believer is bombarded with temptation. Satan is relentless in his attempt to make us fall. He wants to disqualify us from this race. And the only other thing he can do besides making us get mad and backslide is for us to do something that causes us to lose out with God, to cause us to commit an action that disqualifies us, that takes us outside of the light of Jesus Christ. Calls us to sin, calls us to doubt, calls us to get mad at God, and he does that in the church today. The devil does everything he can to try to cause people to doubt God and to curse God. Job's wife came to him saying, look at all the things that God's done to you. Look at all the things that you've been through. Why don't you curse God and die? And Job said, you talk like a foolish woman. You're speaking things you don't even understand, because she didn't get it, friends. Job had his mind made up. He was going to serve God. Today, I want to tell you that the one thing the church needs more of in this hour is a determination to serve God no matter what. Is a determination. It doesn't matter Sunday morning. I'm going to get up. I'm going to wash my face. I'm going to get my clothes on. I'm going to get to the house of God. Not because I feel perfect. Not because everything is fine in the world. Not because everything is all right. But because I have determined in my heart that this is the day the Lord has made. I've determined in my heart that I'm going to be an overcomer. I have determined in my mind that no matter what hell throws my way, I am going to overcome this fight today. Hallelujah. Well, too many in the church world today are allowing the enemy to rob them of that determination. Too many today have been convinced that God doesn't care anymore. Too many have been convinced that it's not worth it anymore. So many people fall out of church, backslide, go back to the world because they're just convinced that it's not worth the fight. But listen to me this morning. Everything hinges on the fact that you are determined to serve God. Everything. Everything hinges on the fact that you've made your mind up. Because we can't have two masters. We either got to serve God or the world. We can't serve both. So our mind has to be made up. We have to be a people that are convinced of what we believe, a people that are convinced in our walk with God, a people that are sure and certain that we serve God and we're committed to seeing this thing through to the end. Let me remind you that in the end of this thing, we're going to be judged. We're going to stand before God. We're going to give an account for everything we've done, everything we've said, every idle word, every time we've doubted God, every time we've resisted God, every time we've renounced God. He's going to judge us for those things. We've got to have a made-up mind. Anybody ever tried to wake up a teenager out of bed in the morning? You ever tried to wake up somebody that's been sleeping and they don't want to get up and do anything and their attitude is just, man, I just can't do. You know, I just want to lay here for a while. I've got an 11-year-old at home, and he's already in that stage. It's hard to wake him up in the morning for school or anything else. They just have the mentality. They just don't want to be bothered. And that's how the church is getting to. That's how people in the church are getting today. They just have the attitude, I don't want to be bothered. People are falling out with God. They're going back to their former lifestyle because they just don't want to be bothered. There's no made up mind. There's no conviction. There's no determination. They've lost their zeal for God. Well, listen to me this morning. The only ones that are going to overcome and receive the crown of life, the only ones that are going to make it to heaven are those with a made up mind. Are those, now I didn't say those that have no problems. I didn't say those that don't have testing or those that don't have problems or trials. Oh, we're going to face those things, saints. We're going to face the hand of the enemy. We're going to face his opposition. We're going to face confusion. We're going to face doubt, uncertainty, and all that. But in everything we face, we can still be an overcomer. We can still overcome sin. We can still overcome flesh, the world, and the devil. We may face tribulation. We may face heartache. We may face doubt and confusion. We may face the enemy head on. But we can still live a life that is overcoming. We can still have victory in Jesus because he has already overcome the world. He said that. These things have I spoken unto you, John 16:33, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. If Christ has already overcome, then I'm not fighting for the victory. I'm fighting in the victory. The devil comes at us, making us think that we've got to win some type of boxing match with him, but Jesus has already won. We go to him in the authority of Christ, and we say, get thee behind me, Satan. This thing that you're putting on me, these trials, these tests, these tribulations, all the things that you're bringing against me, the opposition, I've already got victory through Jesus Christ in this. I don't have to fight you. I just have to overcome you and take authority in the name of Jesus Christ. He is subject to the name of Jesus. You hear me? The powers of darkness are subject to the name of Jesus Christ, to that one who Jesus resides in their vessel, the one who is filled with his spirit. The power of God abides in our hearts. He is subject to the power that works within us. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We're going to face the enemy head on, friends. We're going to face him, minister, preacher, pastor, evangelist, saint of God, lay worker. We're going to face the enemy. But in this last hour, the fight is not going to change. What has to change is our mentality that we are going to overcome regardless of what the devil throws at us. We have made our minds up that he can do whatever he wants. He can have whatever laws he wants passed. He can put whoever in office he wants to put in. He can take this government to hell in a handbasket if he wants to. But there is a remnant who has a made up mind that we're going to serve God and we will not bow. We will not yield. We will not compromise to sin. We will overcome and we will receive the reward that is laid up for those who have their trust in Jesus today. You can overcome. Now, I want to deal with some things this morning. We all have problems and difficulties we go through, but the Lord laid some things on my heart I want to share with you in the time that I have here. I want to talk with you first that are addicted to things that you can't get free from. There are some folks, I was talking to some people last night, just amazed at the response. Asked some folks about addiction and how that Jesus can set them free from bondage and how they can live a life that is overcoming of addiction, how they can overcome a sin, how they can overcome. I want to talk to some folks. Listen, I'm not going to call your names. I'm not going to embarrass you, but I know for a fact there's people on my Facebook friends list that are watching. I know there's people that are listening by radio, people that are tuned in by the website, that you are facing addiction in your life, whether it be to illegal substances, prescription medication, whether it be addiction to pornography, whether it be addiction to alcohol or some other type of drug. Something holds you bound this morning, but I want to tell you on the authority of the Holy Ghost today that you can be free from addiction. It's not the will of God that you be bound to anything. It's not the will of God that sin have a hold on your life, that addiction have a hold on your life. And I know sometimes we go through medical procedures and we have to take medication. I'm aware of that, and I'm not condemning anyone for having to take what you have to take. I'm simply saying that there comes a point in time whenever a person is dependent on the very thing that was supposed to help them, and it becomes a crutch to them. It becomes a way for them to escape, and the people numb their lives with all kinds of things, with alcohol and all kinds of different things. You can be addicted to a person. You can be addicted to a thing, a hobby, or whatever. It doesn't matter. But Jesus came to set you free today. You can live a life overcoming. You can live a life of victory. You can live a life overpowering the enemy. You can meet him head on in the authority of Jesus. You have to surrender your life, surrender your will, surrender that thing to him today, and Jesus will set you free. I was in a sanctuary last night full of men that are facing all kinds of battles, and I felt the prompting of the Holy Ghost to ask that crowd of people if they would bow their head and close their eyes and to slip up their hand that they're facing addiction. And I was astonished at the amount of hands in the sanctuary, 25 or better, holding their hand up saying, "Brother David, I'm addicted to something. I'm addicted to this or that or whatever." And we prayed the prayer of faith, and we bound addiction, and we took authority over the enemy. And I'm believing that God's going to set those folks free. I believe they're going to wake up this morning and they're going to feel freedom in their heart. They're going to feel those chains that have been broken. This morning, to everyone listening to me, if you're bound by anything, if you're subject to anything in your life that's got a hold on you, you can be free. You can be an overcomer. You don't have to go down like this. You can make it. Jesus can give you victory, and you can come out on the winning side of this thing. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. Don't give in. The Bible says, listen to me, James 4:7 says, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Listen to me this morning. You can be free from everything that holds you bound today. It is the will of God that you walk in the freedom of Jesus Christ. Jesus, as our example, walked in victory on the face of this earth, and because he's already won the victory, I simply have to live in that victory. Walk in that victory. Accept that victory for myself. He won victory for me and you today. Listen to me. Some folks that I know are bound by depression and anxiety. I want to address this morning because in today's world we live in, there's so many people that are facing this plague on our lives. Depression and anxiety is rampant. I'm sad to say that it's in the church world. It's in the secular world. It's everywhere you look. Somebody is depressed or anxious about something. The stress level's so high. Blood pressure's through the roof. Heart trouble is everywhere. Listen to me today. Jesus died to set you free from anxiety. Jesus died to set you free from depression. You can be an overcomer today. You can win this thing. You can run this race, and you can finish. You can cross the finish line, and you can have the crown that is waiting for you. You can have the mansion that is waiting for you. You can be victorious. You can overcome in the name of Jesus Christ today. Don't lay down and die. Don't lay down and give up. Don't lay down and let the devil win. To this morning, he's after everybody. He's got something on all of us. He's trying to work. He's trying to scheme. He's trying to overcome us. But the Bible said that we can overcome. These things I spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Everything in it. Jesus has already won your victory today, friends. He has already provided the way of escape. We hold on to these things. We let the devil lie to us. I feel like saying this. We let the devil convince us that God doesn't want to deliver us, that we deserve what we're going through, that we deserve what God is doing. First of all, God didn't give anybody depression and anxiety. Let me clear that up. That devil's a liar. Look at him in the eyes and square your shoulders back and say, this did not come from God. Only good and pleasant things come down from the Father of lights. Listen to me today. God did not give you depression and anxiety. Jesus died to deliver you from depression and anxiety. It's the will of God that you be set free today. And the Bible said, him the Son makes free is free indeed. You can be free. You can be delivered. You can be made whole. There is a purpose. There is a plan for your life. And Jesus can make you whole today so that you can walk in the fullness of his glory. You don't have to be bound by alcohol. You don't have to be bound by tobacco. You don't have to be bound by nicotine. You don't have to be bound by drugs. You don't have to be bound by pornography. You don't have to be bound by depression. You don't have to be bound by anything that you feel like the devil's got on your life. You don't have to be bound by that. You can be free today in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm in this thing to win. Are you in to win today? Is anybody in this thing to win? I started out on this race and I can't afford to let the enemy run me over. I can't afford to let him bog me down. I can't afford to let him get one foothold in my life. Listen to me today. We've got to win this race. We've got to run. We've got to cross that finish line. The church must be victorious. The church must make it to the end. He's coming back for us, church. It's just around the corner. It's just any day now. Jesus is coming, and we must be ready. We must be blood-bought. We must be on fire for God, and we must be an overcomer. We must be an overcomer. I'm going to read that scripture in Revelation again. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Just as much as there is overcoming victory in the blood of Jesus for those who want it, the Bible paints a picture of the other side of this thing. And the Bible tells us to those who walk bound to these things, for those whose sin reigns in your life, to those who take part in these sins and other sins that are not even mentioned here, the Bible said that there is a place that is going to be prepared for you in the fire, in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. That's a place that I don't want to go to. And listen, it's not popular today. It's not going to win me any awards for talking about it. It's not going to win me any notoriety for preaching about it. But I must tell you this morning that the opposite of being an overcomer is being cast into that lake of fire that burns with brimstone. Friend, I don't want to go to hell today. I don't want to lose out with God. I got to make it to heaven, but it's going to be a spotless and a sinless bride that makes it there. Friend, there is no two ways about it. It's black and white. If we're going to get there, we're going to get there by the blood of the Lamb today. It's going to be because our hearts have been pure. Our lives have been washed. Our spirit is clean. We got clean hands and a pure heart. We stand blameless before God because of the covering of the blood of Jesus. That's the only way. But we can be an overcomer if we'll do this thing God's way. I don't want anybody to miss out. I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't want anybody to lose their salvation. I don't want anybody to be rejected by God. I got family members this morning. I've got people that I know on my job. I've got friends. I've got all kinds of acquaintances, people that I preach to in the prisons, all kinds of folks that are bound by all kinds of things. But I want you to know this morning that there is a call going out from the south side of Jacksonville, Florida this morning that you can be free. I said you can be free. You don't have to stay bound. You don't have to die and go to hell. But there is a Savior that died for you. There is a blood that was shed for you. The blood of Jesus Christ. It's not of lambs and goats like they used to do in the Old Testament. But he shed his blood for the remission of sin. And in that blood there is power to make you an overcomer today. There is power to heal your body today. There is power to deliver you from the chains of bondage. There's power to bring you back from a backslidden state. There is power to do the thing that needs to be done in your heart this morning. The blood of Jesus Christ is more than able to restore, to heal, to bind up the enemy, to bind up the brokenhearted, to restore and put back the pieces of your family, to put back the broken pieces of your heart, and to heal you and deliver you and set you free. America needs a fresh encounter with the blood of Jesus Christ. My God, I've got to overcome. I have got to be an overcomer. To him that overcomes, that's the ones that are going to be saved today. My God, I want to be an overcomer, friend. It's too costly of a price to pay to risk being bound, to risk Satan having a foothold in our life. Some other things that we can overcome. The flesh, the world, and the devil. What is the flesh? Lust and pride, thoughts and attitudes. Anything that this carnal body, this carnal mind tries to cause a stumbling block for us. We can overcome that. The world, its influences, idolatry, serving false gods, serving anything that this world has to offer. We don't worship Hollywood. We don't worship the NFL. We don't worship all these major sports icons. We don't worship the people in government. We don't worship the kings of this world. We bow before one God and Savior, and that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's still on the throne, and we worship him today. Hallelujah. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That's who we worship. My God, and he's worthy. We can be an overcomer. Maybe somebody's talked about you. Anybody ever lied on you? Well, you ain't lived till you had a rumor told about you. You ain't lived until you've been lied on once or twice. Anybody ever said something that wasn't true about you? Anybody ever hurt your feelings and you carried that thing around on your shoulder for a while? Well, after a while, it begins to put down roots and turn into bitterness. And people carry that thing and it decays their spirit and it rots their spirit over time and consumes them and turns them into the very thing that they used to hate. Listen to me. Mark 13:13 said, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." I know folks are going to talk. Folks are going to hate you. Folks are going to hate your stand for Christ. They're going to hate what you do. They're going to hate what you stand for. But listen to me this morning. Just because they refuse to live close to God doesn't mean you lay down the plow. Doesn't mean you look back. Listen to me. Just because they want to live loose, just because they want to entertain the enemy, just because they want to serve the devil and be bound doesn't mean you have to be bound. They're going to hate you. They're going to talk about you. They hated Jesus and they lied on Jesus. But this morning you can be an overcomer. Turn that thing over to Jesus today and let him give you victory. The Christian life is about constantly meeting opposition and overcoming every time. Tomorrow's going to be another fight, but tomorrow I got to be an overcomer. Before today is over, I may have to face another hurdle, but by the help and grace of God, I got to overcome it. It's not overcoming once and for all and then not ever having problems again, but it's determining in our mind that every morning when we wake up that I'm going to serve God today, no matter what comes or goes, no matter if I understand, no matter what way this is, how it twists and turns, no matter if I go loop-de-loop, no matter what happens, I'm going to hold on to God and I'm going to overcome. Friends, this highway has got lots of twists and turns in it. This road of life has got lots of things that we don't understand. But more than anything, whether I understand God's ways or not, whether I understand his methods or not, whether I understand why I am where I am or not, the main thing is I got to be an overcomer. I got to hold on. We've got to see this thing through and finish this race in the name of Jesus. I'm out of time today. Lots more I want to say. I'll continue next time. I want to say that I love you and I'm praying for you all. Find you somewhere to go to church today. There ain't no excuse. It's still early, only 9 o'clock. Get up and get dressed. Brush your teeth. Put your wig in the dryer. Put your tinctures in. Everything. Get shined up. Get to the house of God. Worship him today. He loves you. He died for you. We owe him at least to give him back our life.